If you're a more energetically sensitive creative, leader, or entrepreneur who's ready to transform your sensitivities into your superpowers so that you can spend more time in the flow and less time in the internal struggle, then you've come to the right place. The Empathic Entrepreneur Podcast with me, Anna Long Stokes, blends business and spiritual principles to help creatives, leaders, and entrepreneurs identify common energetic roadblocks and how to overcome them to live a more purpose-driven and energetically aligned life. Okay, hello everybody, and welcome back to the Empathic Entrepreneur Podcast with me, your host, Anna Long Stokes. Okay, in today's podcast episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about alignment and how crucial it is for entrepreneurs to feel aligned with their business ideas, and not just any entrepreneurs, empathic entrepreneurs. So why is it crucial for empathic entrepreneurs to feel aligned as they move forward with creating their businesses? Well, what I have found is that feelings are at the root of everything we do as empathic entrepreneurs. And if you are constantly touching in with this and using this as a gauge as you grow your business, you're going to have a pretty easy time staying aligned on your journey. And what does alignment feel like? How can you tell if you're aligned? Well, we're going to dig into that because alignment can be a term that we use, that we throw around, that could maybe be a little nebulous or even feel nebulous. Like, how do I know if I'm aligned? So we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But I just wanted to talk about alignment as a concept first. So I can use myself as an example to get started. When I was running my seven-figure beauty business, well, before it became a seven-figure beauty business, I kind of, you know, started it from a place of alignment. But at some point, I decided, hey, I'm going to like grow this seven-figure business. I'm going to set these arbitrary goals where I want two locations. I want to reach $1 million. And where was I getting those goals? Well, you know, I had kind of, back in the early 2010s, started, you know, following these people online who at the time were all about how to become a millionaire, how to become a female entrepreneur and hit your first $1 million a year. And even though I wasn't really a part of that world anymore, it was kind of still like in the back of my mind, like, geez, I want to be a millionaire. I want to hit my first $1 million a year. There was just kind of these, like, I would call it arbitrary goals that were sort of placed in my brain that I was holding on to. And I had just like, I was like, I don't really know what goals I should have. So why don't I have those goals? So I arbitrarily set those goals for my business. And I do think setting goals is great. Whenever I work as a consultant and coach with entrepreneurs, I encourage them to set goals. Goals are very powerful. However, you know, there should probably be a reason why you set those goals. And for me, two locations and $1 million a year, there wasn't really a reason for that. And what I found is that once I set that as my goal, I was like a dog with a bone, and that became my obsession. And so every decision I made from there on out became about hitting that goal. And that led me to a series of decisions that brought me further and further and further out of alignment with my company. It meant I was hiring people constantly, constantly hiring people to try to hit the numbers we needed to hit. it meant oftentimes I was hiring people that in my heart I knew weren't a good fit. It meant I knew I had to overextend myself because, well, at the end of the day, the numbers were most important. It was just like you can kind of see how it's really easy, you know, when you sort of start from a place of non-alignment, it's really easy to make a series of what seem like small decisions, but a lot of small misaligned decisions eventually lead you to a place of kind of a big misalignment. And at a certain point, I was so misaligned with my company, I couldn't see any way out other than to sell. And that's what I did. Eventually, I sold my company. And but I don't regret that. And I'm, you know, ultimately it was a good experience, like hitting $1 million, having two locations. Like I was constantly challenged. I grew a lot in the process, and I'm not someone who likes to look back and say, geez, I regret this, I regret that. But I have had enough time and space from that experience to say, wow, this all could have been prevented had I really kind of turned inwards and just said, hey, is this my goal? Is this actually where my heart is at? You know, at the time I was working with a consulting firm and they had a model that they worked with, and their model was very, very specific. And they were very clear with me that the goal was to grow, and that if you weren't growing, you were dying, which is a very, very specific picture that they placed in my space. They placed a very, very specific energy in my space that if you're not growing, you're dying. So I constantly felt this pressure to grow. And it was really stressful for me. It was really stressful for my team. And it actually really was not my truth at all in how I wanted to run and operate my company. So I write about this in my book, The Empathic Entrepreneur, that I'm going to be publishing soon. And as I was writing that book, I reflected on this a lot. And I reflected on alignment, what alignment meant. And ultimately, for me, you know, alignment is in that moment, what feels aligned to you? That is as simple as, what goals do you actually want for yourself in your business right now? That could be, my goal is to work in this type of business model. I want to sell products. That feels aligned to me right now. I want to work one-on-one with clients. That feels aligned to me right now. I want to do group models. That feels aligned to me right now. And it's about you turning inwards and really feeling into your body, and this is where, and I talk about this in my book, how do you know you're aligned? Well, I think that this depends on your empath type. If you're an empathic feeler, you might actually be feeling this in your body. You might have physical sensations. If you're more of an empathic knower, you might just have a knowingness. This is right. This is wrong. This is right. This is wrong. If you're more of an empathic creator or communicator, you might have like music. Like you might hear music in your ears that's like, oh my God, this sounds right. There might be a tune or almost a frequency that you're tapping into when something feels or sounds aligned, or kind of frequency alignment happening in your space. So there's different ways that alignment might be happening for you. And I encourage you to, you know, tune into your specific empathic senses so that you can begin to determine for yourself what this looks like, because it's different for everybody. And I don't know who you are, and I don't know how this looks like for you. But for me, it's very much a feeling that I get in my body. And the more I tune into like my heart and my stomach, a lot in my throat as well, if things feel kind of constrictive in my throat chakra, that can be kind of something like shutting down, like a no, sometimes in my gut, and also really listening to my heart and tapping into my heart. Back when I started my company, being in my body and feeling in my body was not something I was familiar with. It was not something anyone was coaching me through. So this was a space that was very much shut down to me. Now it's a place I go to all the time and tap into when I'm making my decisions, in addition to tapping into my clairvoyance and reading that for myself, or getting together with a trusted clairvoyant friend and reading it. So when you are in alignment with your goals, then you can start making decisions that lead you towards what should be aligned for you. So if you have made a goal, then you can start making these small decisions that should lead you in a direction that inevitably feels very aligned for you. And the way you can tap into, does this feel aligned? Again, tap into your senses, but it might look like you having a bit more joy, a bit less anxiety. It could be that you feel a bit more flow and ease in your work. And, you know, I encourage you to do this with somebody who is maybe a little bit objective, maybe somebody who's a friend or a coach, where you kind of play a game about what's normal and what's not normal. You might be operating in a way in your business that you think is normal, like, oh, it's normal to be stressed out 100% of the time when I'm about to go on a client call, or when I'm about to do a healing, or I'm about to do XYZ for my business. And it might take someone outside yourself to be like, that's not normal. Actually, it doesn't have to feel painful. It doesn't have to be hard. It might take somebody outside yourself to reflect back to you that actually, hey, things could probably feel a lot better. And that's going to put up a mirror for you and show you that, hey, there's probably somewhere here that you could grow, that things could feel better. And I'm not telling you this so that you feel bad, like something's wrong with you. I'm just showing you this because I think that business should feel good a lot of the time. Like 85% of the time, that's the goal that I have for myself, is like, hey, business should feel good like 85% of the time. I don't expect for it to be perfect, but ideally business should feel good 85% of the time, or else I might as well get a job. I might as well be working for somebody else and navigating those systems. If I'm going to set up a business and I'm going to go through the trials and tribulations, the ups and downs of running my own business, it might as well be something where I design it so it feels good. The problem is when you're running your own business and you're so close to it and you don't have a group of trusted advisors around you or a coach that you're working with on the regular that can kind of reflect some of this back to you, it can be hard to see what you can't see because we are not objective to our own experiences. So you might currently be operating in a way that actually is pretty out of alignment, but you haven't even taken a step back because you're so used to operating in this uncomfortable way. So I don't know. Maybe I should create a quiz about, are you aligned with your business or not? That just came to me. That would be a lot of fun. I don't have that yet, but you know, I think that you have your answer for that. If you find you're avoiding your work, you find that you know you want to grow, but you're avoiding the things you need to grow. If you find you're hitting a lot of resistance, these are all indicators that something is not in alignment. There's a reason you're blocking your own success. There's a reason you're not growing or you don't want to grow. And it's often because there's something you're doing. Whether it's a process, the way you're working with people, like there's something in this that isn't aligned for you. So I encourage you to really kind of just turn inwards on some accounts, but also maybe turn outwards and let somebody be that sounding board for you or hold up that mirror for you. There's a little bit of exploration that probably needs to be done where you can begin to kind of dig in and explore this concept of alignment and begin to figure out where you can find some flow and get back into that space of alignment. Now, alignment is not a steady state. It's something that we move into and out of as entrepreneurs. And I will say a part of being aligned is being able to pivot when you know that that thing that used to bring you alignment maybe is no longer aligned. I talk about this in my book, like it's not a steady state. A part of alignment is being like, oh, hey, this is no longer aligned for me. It's time to pivot. And embracing that, not judging yourself for the fact that, hey, what worked yesterday might not work today, or what worked last year, what felt amazing last year might not be working this year for me, and not judging yourself for that. We are creative, empathic beings, and we have to give ourselves space for growth and development. You know, we're not robots, and that's a good thing. So that's all I have for you today. I did want to mention that I have just opened up doors to the Aligned Entrepreneur. It is my 6-month business growth container. It is going to be magical. There's a couple of different levels, but all of it involves group coaching and some classes each month that fuse business, energetics, a little bit of group hypnosis release work to work on releasing some of those subconscious blocks and limitations we have. It's essentially what I wish that I would have had to help keep me aligned back when I was launching and growing and eventually selling my company. So if you're interested, I encourage you to come visit my website at www.annalongstokes.com. And I also am going to put a link to it in the show notes here. And doors do close. Gosh, I think it's March 24th or 25th. Program is going to kick off April 1st. And if you have any questions, feel free to outreach to me at hi@annalongstokes.com. All right, I'll be back next week with more.